Just days after federal parliament failed to break the deadlock on asylum seeker policy, Australia and Indonesia have pledged to boost cooperation on combating people smuggling, people trafficking and maritime search and rescue. The Prime Minister and the Indonesian President issued a communique after their annual leaders' meeting in Darwin. But with the ink barely dry, there are reports of an asylum seeker boat in distress off the Indonesian coast. The Home Affairs Minister, Jason Clare, is speaking here with Alexandra Kirk in Canberra.
This is very early information. It's unfolding right now, but the advice that I have is that a distress call was received by Australian search and rescue authorities this morning at about 4:30 in the morning of a vessel that's in distress about 50 nautical miles just south of Indonesia. Our search and rescue authorities and Indonesian search and rescue authorities are working this right now. The latest advice that I've got is that the boat is now heading north and it's returning to Indonesia. An alert's been sent out to merchant vessels in the area to assist. And HMAS Wollongong, one of our patrol boats that's returning right now from being in Singapore, is expected to be in the area in about an hour. So if the vessel that's reported to be in distress needs assistance, our patrol boat will be there, I understand, within the next hour.
And what about Indonesian boats?
I don't have information on that. The latest information I've got is that Indonesia's search and rescue authority, Basarnas, has put out a general alert to merchant vessels that might be in the area to assist if possible. And in addition to that, the advice I've got from Australian search and rescue authorities is that the boat is now tracking north and heading back towards Indonesia at the moment.
So it is able to keep on sailing?
Yeah, that's the advice I've got is that over the course of this morning, they've seen the boat beginning to track north and it's continuing to sail, continuing to motor north.
Indonesia yesterday got a good deal from the annual talks between President Yudhoyono and the Prime Minister in the form of quick processing of miners who are in Australian jails, joint military exercises, four planes for disaster relief, money to tackle poverty. On people smuggling, there's a joint pledge to, quote, enhance bilateral cooperation. Couldn't you do better than that?
Well, first on the issue of returning children or juveniles, I think our view is children don't belong in jail. They were returned under the Howard government and they're returned under the current government as well. We've returned about 164 children or juveniles in the last few years, and the changes we've made to increase the speed at which we do that means that young people that get caught up in this are processed and returned to Indonesia quicker now than they have been in the past. I think on the general issue of people smuggling, stopping people getting onto boats, but also stopping people drowning, one of the key things that came out of this yesterday was an agreement that Australian search and rescue authorities and Indonesian search and rescue authorities need to work more closely together. Our police work very closely together at the moment. That's led to about 300 boats over the last few years being stopped or disrupted from setting to sea. But there is more that we can do and we should do to get our search and rescue authorities working more closely together. The Indonesian Search and Rescue Authority has a different system to ours. They've got access to less information about where merchant vessels are that can assist in emergencies like the one that we have happening right now. It's also about making sure that we've got access to the same computer system so that the two search and rescue authorities can talk to each other and share information more quickly as well. So the officials for the two different search and rescue authorities going to meet in the next couple of weeks. And then I'm heading to Indonesia in late August or early September with the Defence Minister, Stephen Smith, to sit with all of our key agencies and all of Indonesia's key search and rescue and law enforcement agencies.
What do you know about a Pakistani on Christmas Island who allegedly survived last month's boat capsizing and who the Indonesian police say is a member of the same people smuggling network that an Afghan teenager they've arrested and who's admitted to sending four boats to Australia?
Alex, Australian Federal Police are investigating this on Christmas Island now. You'll know that Indonesian police arrested a person they allege is a key syndicate member of the team that put together that boat that led to 90 people dying 2 weeks ago. The federal police are working with Indonesian police to identify the organisers and other facilitators that were involved in putting that vessel to sea.
And have the federal police interviewed this man?
Well, they're in the process at Christmas Island of doing a number of things, including victim identification, interviewing all of the survivors, including this individual. But because this is the subject of an investigation, not just in Indonesia, but also in Australia, the advice I've got from the Federal Police is it's not appropriate for me to give further information at the moment.
The Home Affairs Minister, Jason Clare, speaking with Alexandra Kirk in Canberra.